Northern Plains farmers waiting for the remaining half of the 2019 WIP Plus program payments will still have to be patient. Farm Service Agency Acting Administrator Steve Peterson tells the Red River Farm Network those payments will be made once the 2018 and first half of the 2019 WIP Plus program applications are processed. As of Friday, there are still at least two states processing applications. And then,
technically, I don't think you're going to see any news or updates with regard to the remaining 50% for 2019 until we actually have the full scope of the QLA, or quality loss adjustment, applications in hand.
Peterson expected greater interest in the quality loss adjustment program sign-up, though he acknowledges producers are still trying to get the right information together for the program. Currently, there are more than 2,500 applications submitted for the program.
I think, you know, these last 2 weeks that we have for QLA is probably going to be an onslaught. They may be put on registers. We're going to try to keep those folks that have to go on a register limited, because we know when we put them on the register, that just extends out the amount of time that's necessary for the county office to process the application.
For those farmers eager to learn more about the new coronavirus food assistance program, Peterson says the new administration is getting briefed on the details. Once Ag Secretary-designate Tom Vilsack is confirmed on Tuesday,
I know that the new administration is going to be going in and briefing him with regard to where we stand, what the status of the program is, what are the assistance that's being provided. And after we're able to have that brief and get them up to speed, decisions will be made that will allow us to start actively pursuing. Because I know the administration has been very vocal about the fact they understand how important this assistance is. And so I would hope we'd be able to start providing some guidance associated to when that release of payments or additional assistance will be provided shortly thereafter.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.